Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis, and if it's 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing Basic Gospel live, and we want to hear from you. If there's something you're struggling with, perhaps a Bible question kind of puzzling to you, well, we'd love to answer that question and point you into the Word of God for the solution today and the answer at 844-322-2742. Again, that's good at the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. If you're listening overnight on CSN or Sirius XM, you can get your question to us by the same voicemail number in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. Either way, call now, because it's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're talking about the grace of God. No better subject to talk about and no more practical subject to talk about than the grace of God. It is not a theological doctrine, although it is. It's practical.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the only way that we're going to be able to connect to God is because of His grace. There's no other way around that. We can't earn our way into His good favor. We can't work our way out of our spiritual condition of sin and death. We can't earn righteousness through human effort. We can't do any of those things. So if we're going to have a connection to God, if we're going to know God, if we're going to allow the deepest longings of our heart to be met, and that's to know God, then we're dependent upon the grace of God for that to happen. And one of the things that we see, or three things that we see in regard to the grace of God, are words that I mentioned on yesterday's program: promise, presence, and power. Mm-hmm. And God promises some things to us, and He is faithful to deliver on those promises, every single one of them. And He delivers on every single one of those promises through the person and work of Jesus Christ. And then as He delivers, He brings His presence into our lives. So once we're saved, He comes to live inside of us. And then His presence in us gives us power to live each and every day. So the grace of God is all about the promises of God, the presence of God, and the power of God in our life. Now, concerning these promises, I want to read a passage out of Romans chapter 4, verse 13. It says, "For the promise to Abraham." So there was a promise that God made to Abraham, and it was multifaceted. There were numerous promises wrapped up in this single covenant that God made with Abraham. It was about a land, that God was going to give him a land. But as we see, it was more than just a little piece of land over in the Middle East. It was the whole world. He said that through Abraham, the world is going to be blessed. So there are blessings for people everywhere. And that blessing is specifically going to come through the seed. And that seed is Jesus Christ. So for the promise to Abraham and his offspring that he would be heir of the world did not come through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. So God makes a promise, and then He is faithful to deliver on that promise. That's what His righteousness is all about. He is faithful to deliver on the promises that He has made to you and me. For it is the adherents of the law who are, if it is the adherents of the law who are to be heirs, faith is null and the promise is void. So if we can earn what God has promised through our efforts, through obedience to the law, then the promise is void. Well, that's not what God wanted. He wanted everything to be on a promise. Isaac was the son of promise. You and I are children of the promise when we receive Christ by faith. In verse 16, it says this: that is why it depends on faith in order that the promise may rest on grace and be guaranteed to all His offspring, not only to the adherent of the law, but also to the one who shares the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. So this promise was made to both Jew and to Gentile. Anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved, will become an heir of this eternal inheritance. That is the promise of God. God is faithful. He has delivered upon that promise in Christ. And that promise can now be guaranteed to all because it rests upon grace. Mm-hmm. It doesn't rest upon our doing. It doesn't rest upon our ability. It doesn't rest upon our good works. It doesn't rest upon our choices. It doesn't rest upon our will. It doesn't rest on anything that we bring to the table. It rests on the grace of God and therefore can be guaranteed to all, to the Jew and to the Gentile. Anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. God will and has and does deliver on that promise.
That is good news, Bob. Thank you for sharing that. And friends, thank you for being here for this edition of Basic Gospel. We'd love to hear from you right now. 844-322-2742. That's the number. And if you're hearing the broadcast at roughly 6 minutes after 3 p.m. Central Time, it is Basic Gospel Live, and we would love for you to call right into the studio and speak with Bob and me right now. Again, 844-322-2742. Simple Gospel, simply grace. Friends, it's time to share this good news with those closest to you to help everyone you know learn how the Christian life is really supposed to work. Bob, beyond understanding that this book will tell readers about the grace of God, how will it help them to live in His grace every day? What does that look like in a practical way?
Well, it looks like this. Most of us live our lives out of an attitude of fear. We're scared to death. We're scared of God. We're scared of success. We're scared of failure. We're scared of everything. We just have fear that controls us, that motivates us. Well, if you want a different way to live, if you want to be motivated by love, if you want to be motivated by assurance and confidence and victory, then you have to change your thinking. You have to change your mindset. You have to adopt the way of grace. Well, the grace of God will connect you to the love of God, and that love of God will just knock that fear right out of you. And along with knocking that fear right out of you, it will replace it with peace. And boy, if we could go through life with a sense of peace in our hearts, how life would be so different.
Yeah.
Well, that's what this book will bring into your experience. It will help you kind of look below the surface and see what's really going on, help you identify it, and help you kick it to the curb so that you can replace it with all the good stuff that the grace of God brings to our lives. So that's why we want you to get a copy of this book, not only for your own personal growth, for your own personal edification, your personal relationship with Christ Jesus, but to share it with others. Right now, people are struggling.
Yes.
Right now, people are looking for peace. Man, they're confused. Their lives are chaotic. They're just topsy-turvy. They don't know where they're going to land based on all the things that are happening out there in the world. Well, give them a solid foundation. Give them a rock to place their feet upon, that rock being Jesus Christ and the grace that He brings to each and every one of us. So we want you to take advantage of this offer of Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. Think about somebody that you're interested in sharing the good news with. Go to our website, basicgospel.net, click on the big Simple Gospel, Simply Grace banner, order a copy, one for you and one for somebody else. I talked to a gentleman this morning, Bob Max, who lives out in Phoenix, and he's about to make an order of 20. He has 20
Great.
People in mind that he wants to give a copy of this book to. So be like Max.
Yeah.
Think about people in your life that could be encouraged, that a book about the grace of God would lift them up and edify them and give them a whole new way to approach life.
Absolutely. Once again, you can order your copy, request your copy when you make your contribution to support Basic Gospel. You can do that by clicking donate at basicgospel.net. And to order those multiple copies Bob is talking about, go to simplegospelsimplygrace.com. There you can order multiple copies and be sure to put them into the hands of those closest to you so that they too can enter into the love and grace of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. Simple Gospel, Simply Grace.
Well, thanks, Bob. We had this question that came to us through Facebook. It's from Bob, who's watching us, I think, in Cincinnati. He says, I'm confused with the word predestined. I think a lot of us can identify with that. It's a very confusing topic as far as the Bible is concerned. He says, I thought Paul defined predestination as all who are called to be children of God. He chose us, but has given us free will to choose him by his grace through faith. Any thoughts? Well, the word predestined is a word that relates to God. And there are things that he has predestined. These things are going to happen regardless of what goes on in the world, what goes on in our lives. So one of the things that he has predestined is this, that all who call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. That's his promise, and he's predetermined that all who do are going to be saved. And he's going to deliver on that promise. Another thing that's been predestined is the fact that we are going to be conformed to the image of God, to the image of Jesus Christ. So that's predetermined. Mm-hmm. So once we call upon the name of the Lord, once we're made new, once we're made alive in Christ Jesus, and once Christ sends his Spirit to take up residence in us, a transformation begins. We are changed at that very moment. We're made new at that very moment. And then he starts to chisel away at these souls of ours and conform them to the image of Christ. And what's going to happen when Christ returns? We're going to be resurrected. We're going to get new bodies. And our glory is going to be revealed. And what is that? We're going to be just like him. Well, God has predestined that to come about. Mm-hmm. That's going to come about. That's what we call hope. It says we've been predestined to be adopted as sons, to be added to the family of God. These are the things that have been predestined by God, and they're going to happen. Why? Because God is going to bring them about. Now, as far as salvation, and this is where we get so confused with this word predestination, is that we always tie it to salvation, that God has predestined some for salvation. He has predestined others for damnation. And, you know, whatever his choice was, then that's what's going to happen. But what he has predestined is that anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. That's what he's predestined concerning salvation. And that is true whether you're Jew or Gentile. So anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Now, what does that salvation look like? It is by grace through faith. So there is the work of God in Christ Jesus that he's initiated, that he's taken the first step, and he sends his Spirit to do something to open up our eyes so that we can see the glory of God and the person of Christ. And then when our eyes are open, we can respond to that message through faith. And that's how salvation comes about. So there's a choice of God to get the gospel out there in the world. There's a choice of God to send his Spirit to open up the hearts and eyes of those. And then there's the work of God's Spirit inside of us to bring us to that point where we trust. Mm-hmm. And that's our choice. That's our choosing. So it's a by grace through faith in Jesus experience that we have.
Yeah.
So, you know, we could go heaven side and we could see the story playing out from God's perspective. But we're not heaven side when that happens. We're earthly bound. And so we're going to see it through our human perspective. That we heard the good news of Jesus Christ, and we were so taken by the love of God, so taken by what Christ accomplished for us in his death, burial, and resurrection, that we responded to that message. We chose to receive Christ as our Lord and Savior.
Yes, indeed. Well, it's great to hear from Bob, and hope that's a help to you. Reach out again if you have further questions.
Again, 844-322-2742. If you're hearing Basic Gospel Live, we'd love to talk about your particular situation or your question right now. Again, 844-322-2742, and that's good overnight and on CSN and Sirius XM. 844-322-2742. From Fishers, Indiana, Bob, a question from Tim regarding the Holy Spirit and the believer. We're sealed with the Holy Spirit upon belief in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, Tim says. Ephesians 4:30 states that we're sealed until the day of redemption. I read a commentary on this passage that raised another question. Their opinion is the word unto in this passage means for, and the day of redemption means the day when Jesus returns to rapture the church. So this would mean that the believer is sealed with the Holy Spirit for the day that Jesus raptures the church. If that's correct, if that's a correct interpretation, then what happens with the Holy Spirit when a believer passes this life before the rapture? Is the day of redemption, the passing of the saint, not necessarily the rapture? Thank you for your answer. That's from Tim in Fishers, Indiana.
Well, Tim, thanks for that question. And I think Paul really clears that up for us in Romans chapter 8, starting in verse 18. And he begins this section of chapter 8 with these words, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed in us." So there is a time in the future when glory is going to be revealed to us, with the glory that is going to be revealed to us. So he goes on to say that the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God. And he goes down to verse 23, and he says this, "And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoption as sons, the redemption of our body." So what is this day of redemption? It is the day when we get new bodies, when we exchange these old bodies for new bodies, when these old bodies put off immortality, and or put off mortality and put on immortality, when they put off the perishable and put on the imperishable. And that's going to happen when Jesus returns.
Yeah.
So those who have fallen asleep in Christ, they're going to be raised first. And then those who are alive at the Lord's coming, then they are going to be caught up in the air with them, and they're going to be changed in the twinkling of an eye. And that is the redemption of the body. And at that moment, something else happens. All of creation is liberated. And so all of creation is waiting for that day, waiting for that moment. When that day happens, the day of redemption, we're going to be liberated from these old bodies. We're going to have brand new bodies, and all of creation is going to join in that celebration of freedom, because all of creation will be free as well.
Indeed. Tim, thanks for your question. Thanks for reaching out. You know, friends, extra copies of Simple Gospel, Simply Grace will help get the word out about how the Christian life is really supposed to work. Well, why is that important? It's because many true believers are still trying to work harder and do better for God when Jesus has already done everything for us. It's the fifth anniversary month of Bob's book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, and if you've been struggling with doing all the right things for God, you'll be glad to hear that Simple Gospel, Simply Grace will show you clearly that you don't have to struggle anymore. We hope you're resting in the finished work of Jesus Christ and realizing that others need to hear the same freeing message. Make your gift to by clicking Donate at BasicGospel.net and request your single copy of Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. Then go back and visit SimpleGospelSimplyGrace.com, where you can order multiple copies. Again, that's SimpleGospelSimplyGrace.com to order additional copies for the people closest to you in your life. Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, how the Christian life is really supposed to work. Well, Bob, from River State, Nigeria, question from Femi. Can you please explain Romans 8:11? Does this mean that we are guaranteed physical healing because of the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit in us as believers?
Well, thank you, and thank you, Femi, for writing to us, and glad you're listening on the podcast in Nigeria. You know, Bob, we have people, I think the last count that I saw, in 119 different countries.
Amazing.
That interact with us on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
So it's wonderful to know that there are people in Nigeria, people in the Philippines, people in Australia and England and all parts of Europe and South America that are tuning in to Basic Gospel and are growing in the grace of God, growing in their knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this passage, Romans 8:11, is a really interesting passage. And first, there's some assurance that God gives us. And the assurance is this: you, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. So we get a definition of a Christian. A Christian is somebody in whom the Spirit of God lives. Mm-hmm. So once you've received Christ, once you've called upon the name of the Lord, you're saved, and God sends his Spirit to take up residence in you. And by his Spirit, you cry out, Abba, Father, and his Spirit continually bears witness with your human spirit that you indeed are a child of God, and if a child, an heir, a co-heir with Jesus Christ. So that's good news.
Yes.
So that's the assurance. Now, he goes on to say, now, if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, so if you're a believer, if you're a Christian, then the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead does dwell in you. So this if can be inasmuch as, or since, the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. So what is Paul talking about in this passage? Well, he is talking about the day of redemption. He is talking about the day that these bodies put off the mortal and put on the immortal. Right. He's talking about when we get new resurrected bodies. And the Spirit of God is the guarantee that this is going to happen. Mm-hmm. And so the Spirit of God is going to bring this about. We see this also in the book of Ephesians chapter 1. It says that we've been sealed by the Spirit in him also when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him. You were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it to the praise of his glory. Yeah. So the Spirit of God is the deposit guaranteeing what is to come. What is to come? An eternal inheritance and a new resurrected body, a body that is just like the Lord Jesus's. Now, in that new resurrected body, there's going to be no decay of it. There's going to be no sickness in it. It will be totally liberated from sin and death. It will be an eternal body that we will inhabit eternally.
Yeah.
That's how it all works together. So, no, this isn't a passage about healing of the body here and now, although God's all about that. But sometimes these bodies aren't going to be healed. Sometimes these bodies are going to get all kinds of sicknesses and diseases mm-hmm. in them. And at a point in time, these bodies are going to die. They're going to go into a grave. But because we have the Spirit, because we have the promised Holy Spirit, we can rest assured that this Spirit is going to give life to these mortal bodies when the Lord comes back.
Absolutely. Well, Femi, hope you're listening and hope that's a help to you. And don't hesitate to reach out again to us. It's really a thrill, Bob, as you said, to hear from people literally around the world
who are
hungry for this grace of God that they hear through Basic Gospel. And many times this is the first and only way that they will hear it is through a radio program like this. So we're thankful to have this particular opportunity to reach out to homes and lives and hearts and spirits all over this world with the truth of the grace of God. Well, thanks for being with us today for Basic Gospel, everybody. Please remember that Basic Gospel is listener-supported, and we deeply appreciate your prayers and gifts to help us keep going every day. You can make your gift anytime at basicgospel.net. And to celebrate the 5th anniversary of Bob's book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, we want to send you a copy to say thanks for standing with us in this ministry of grace in Jesus Christ. We also hope you'll take the initiative to make sure everyone close to you has a copy. Everyone needs to know how the Christian life really is supposed to work, and they'll learn through the pages of Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. For your additional copies, visit Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. That's a website put up specifically for this particular purpose, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, and we hope that you will order additional copies to share with those who are closest to you. Remember also, we stream live video to both Facebook and YouTube each day. Link at the top of the page, basicgospel.net. So for Bob and the staff, we'll see you tomorrow for another edition of Basic Gospel. Bye-bye.